Okay, we're gonna start here. Oh, and we're going.
We're live.
We are live on the podcast.
First podcast.
Number one.
Literally nobody's gonna watch this video because it's 24 minutes long.
That's how long I've been trying to figure this out for.
Yeah.
All right, so 24 minutes has gone by and I finally figured out how to start a podcast.
And we have not got any work done.
And I've put two cups on.
In 24 minutes.
But I've put
24 minutes into figuring out this podcast.
It's one way to look at it, yes.
8 hours.
Alright, Jane, you start us off here. Boy, you've been talking for the last 24 minutes. No one wants to listen to you anymore.
But yeah, am I ending my fucking YouTube video and uploading it? Or like?
I would say end the YouTube video. Come follow the podcast.
End the YouTube video. I got my YouTube account. Nobody's following it, so please like and subscribe.
What's it called?
I have no idea. It said create channel, so I did. And then it gave me an account, so I don't know. I'll have to figure that shit out. Like and subscribe on whatever fucking name this video is on, because it's mine. If you see a guy who looks like this, or like that, that is us.
We are us, yes.
We are us, yeah. Yeah. And we're gonna get going on this podcast, and maybe if we figure out how to do both, like upload the sound of this fucking...
If you talk about Uncle Hack one more time.
This shit, and then get it on Apple Music, or whatever podcast shit there is.
Probably Spotify, because that's...
Yeah, we'll try and get her on Spotify, because this fucking retard don't have Apple Music.
Nope.
Which is gay, because Apple Music slaps.
Slaps monkey dick.
Slaps my ass on a Friday night when I really like it. Alright, so peace out. Fucking like and subscribe this fucking gay ass stupid fucking video of me talking about nothing. Gonna tag Danger Cats in this real quick, see what the fuck he says.
Do you even know how to tag anybody?
I'm gonna figure it out. Because I want him to see this so he can tell us how. You know, and if he does see this, maybe get me on your podcast because I'd love to fucking chat with you. Bye! See ya! Have a nice day. Love you all to my subscribers. Thanks for keeping this channel alive. Next. Verify my account. I am verified.
Well, your account isn't even set up yet.
Phone number? I guess not. What the fuck's my phone number? 306-677. Well, that's 644. 677.
Well, don't put your... We're recording the podcast. You really want 4 million people calling you?
Sure.
Because I'm sure there's at least 2 million watching, listening.
Right now, we're probably fucking on live television right now. We're on the news, bud.
I would say so.
Fucking, we're actually talking to Trudeau right now. Just kidding. I wouldn't want to fucking talk to that fucking...
Yeah, I don't want to fucking retard. All right, Shane, you got to start us. Is that your phone or mine?
That was mine. Oh. I just got to copy this fucking code real quick here.
I'll copy the code.
What the fuck are we talking about? What are we going to talk about here?
Just anything. Give a rundown of what we're going through here, Shane.
Right now?
Yeah, well, just everything. You're not good at this, actually.
I am.
Okay, well, you screwed up the first time, so let's see if the second time's better.
So, Thursday, last Thursday, I guess, because it's a new week, we were just grinding hard. We're loading cars, doing some bags. By the way, we work at a pulse plant, just for the fucking people that don't know. And, so we're bagging, and then I was taking a bag into the shop with the forklift, and I get into the shop, and Mason comes running through the door. For fuck's sakes, this fucking piece of shit, I'm fucking tired of this. I don't even remember what he said, but anyway. So I was like, whoa, what the fuck happened? And he's like, the fucking leg fell again. And I was like, oh, fuck. So I put the park brake on the fucking forklift real quick. Ran outside, it's just piss and lentils everywhere. Like, you know when you're drunk and you just gotta piss and it's like a fucking hour piss? That's what it looked like from the leg. It's just spraying out both sides, coming out of the conveyor.
Have you been drinking? What?
Spiced rum, buddy.
Spiced rum makes you piss out of both sides, eh?
So, Mason's actually gonna do some fucking work for once.
Oh, and yeah, that is our Milwaukee Fuel Electric Ratchet you're hearing.
Yeah,
hopefully they sponsor this video.
so what was the leg was pissing out. Yeah. So we went and shut everything down and blah blah blah.
Well, first I went and hit the red button, which I thought shut everything down, but it doesn't. Apparently it doesn't.
It only shuts down about half the plant. Then we finally got her all shut down. Fuck, if this guy would just quit working for fuck's sake. And then, so we get her shut down, and then we go and fucking look at things. The cups are all fucking cockeyed and dinked at the bottom, so we gotta take the front cover off and the bottom fucking bowl cover. I don't know what the fuck it's called. And then we had to pull out 165 feet of chain, probably, roughly. And take fucking 200, 300 cups off of two fucking chains, and then
about 400.
Probably close to 400, yeah.
Well, I can't count past 10, so.
Me neither. I only graduated grade 12, didn't get my 13. So then we were taking cups off. Thursday, I took cups off, most of them off. Then we came in Friday morning, and the crew was gonna come and help us fix it.
Millwright crew.
Millwright crew.
At noon.
At noon. So we were just taking cups off, waiting for them to show up. Then we went for lunch and came back, and our boss told us that they weren't coming until 4:30. We're like, what the fuck? So whatever, we fucking started doing some shit. Then we figured out that we're gonna fucking try to lift 800 pounds of chain, just with two people, skinny, very skinny people. And that didn't work, so. Then we had a dry van show up, which
was supposed to be there at like 8 or 9 o'clock Friday morning, and it showed up at
1, 2 o'clock.
Something like that, yeah.
So then we're just fucking fiddling around, and then boss tells us that the fucking crew ain't come till 5:30 now. So then he got the idea in his head that we're just going to take one chain up at a time. Wow.
So while I loaded the dry van chain, took the rest of the cups off.
Got ready to do some fucking nigger. Probably shouldn't say that word online. Black Lives Matter.
Jesus
Christ. We did some fucking around.
Already banned.
Yeah. Already canceled, like we're a fucking big deal. So I got everything ready, did some fucking around. Then me and Mason crawled up there and we started lifting. It was good for about 70 feet. Felt like pretty much nothing. Well, it felt like something.
It was heavy, but it wasn't bad.
It wasn't
doable.
Bad. It was fucking
kind of like me. Doable.
Yeah, doable. Because you're sexy as fuck. And the last 10 feet really seemed to get to us. We were fucking struggling major, super dinkly big time.
Well, in all fairness, by the time it hits the 80 feet, all the chain that's hanging there weighs from anywhere from 300 to 400 pounds is what we figured.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And then after we got that one on the sprocket, so it wasn't going anywhere, and we tied it off. Jinx, you owe me a beer.
Will do.
So then we're like, yeah, well, give us 10 minutes and we'll be ready for the next one. And next thing you know, our boss is like, yep, there's a guy here who needs to talk to me, so I'll be back in 10 minutes. Fucking half an hour later, he comes back. And Mason just both fell asleep up there, for fuck's sake. Yeah, a little bit of a snooze. So then what the fuck happened? Oh yeah, boss came back. And he's like, you ready to go? And we're like, yeah, sure, fuck, might as well fucking get her done. Fuck me.
Second one was kind of hard.
Oh yeah, we got her up that last 10 feet. Kicked us in the fucking ass.
Big time. I'm gonna be using the Milwaukee electric ratchet.
Okay, so we gotta get him in 10 minutes.
Never mind. I gotta change the socket first.
So then we get up there and fucking we're pulling the Mason wheels. Yep, tie it off. So then I grab the rope. I start wrapping it around the fucking shaft there. And then he goes, oops, or something fucking. The chain slips and the rope gets real tight.
In all fairness, I am holding 350 pounds myself.
Yeah, he's holding it because I'm trying to fucking get this bitch tied off. And then he kind of goes, oops, or something. And the chain slips and my fucking thumb's in there. And I was like, aw, fuck. ready to cut my own fucking thumb off, try to get this thing tight before he drops the fucking thing. Finally, we get it tied off, and we have a hot minute there, and then we're like, yeah, well, we're ready to go. We maybe get it about 3 feet higher.
Well, we grabbed the chain.
Yeah, we grabbed the chain.
We're not holding the rope anymore. No, we got the chain. Rope. We're going to lift it up and set it on the sprocket to hold it like the other side.
Yeah. Well, fuck. We got her about 3 feet, and then all of a sudden, Mason was fighting me, and I was like, what the fuck is this guy doing? And then all of a sudden, two of my fingers get stuck in a link or something.
The chain kind of kinked and pinched the fingers.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck happened, but something happened. And so I was fighting Mason, and Mason goes, well, my finger's stuck in there. And I was like, well, my finger's stuck. And Mason started fucking laughing. So then we were fucking fighting each other, trying not to rip our fucking fingers off. Finally, we got her undone, fucking lifted her over the sprocket. And then I look at the chain, and I was like, fuck, we got a kink in her. So Mason's like, well, I'll lift it. You try to unkink it. So Mason fucking lifts the fucking thing, and I'm fucking reefing on this bitch, and she won't come loose. So he sets it back down. He goes, well, that didn't work. He's like, well, we'll try it again. Mason lifts it up. I go to grab the chain, and the fucking kink disappeared. I didn't even do anything. He just fucking lifted and just gone. I was fucking gone. So yeah, it's probably electric ratchet time. Cause
it is.
We do kind of got to get some work done.
That's the sound for people right there.
He's talking about Milwaukee. Sponsor us as long as we... Milwaukee, if you're seeing this, sponsor this podcast. I can't remember what we called it.
Pretty sure I called it To Be Determined.
To Be Determined. Sponsor To Be Determined podcast and YouTube. And maybe get us another one of these fucking grinders. I don't know which one they are. They are the Rapid Stop M18 Milwaukee Fuel Grinders. They are fucking mint. We love them. And get us another electric ratchet and a stubby. And also Red Bull. Give me a sponsor. I drink about 4 cans of Red Bull a day. That's not even a joke. I do drink a lot of Red Bull.
You can shotgun a couple one day.
Yeah, I thought I was going to die, actually. That was a terrible idea. I didn't feel too good. And while you're at it, while we're trying to get the sponsors, Export A Mediums, sponsor me. That'd be nice, because cigarettes are expensive. They're like $22.
I'm no expert, but I don't think the cell sponsorships usually work.
Why?
I don't know. I said I'm not an expert, so I could be wrong.
Well, and then your podcast is now available on Spotify. Did it quit?
No, it's still recording. That red thing says it's recording.
Oh, touch.
Don't touch nothing. You'll stop it.
Let's listen. Don't click nothing. Let your listeners know. Sorry, I'm very dyslexic. So yeah, the podcast's still going. We're all good. What the fuck were you talking about?
I don't know.
Well, me neither.
Chain, introduce yourself. This is Chain, by the way.
Oh, yeah. My name is Chain Krawcheck. Some people call me the Slick Rick.
Nobody calls you that.
Nobody calls you that. I don't really have a nickname other than fucking...
Goose?
Dickhead. Oh, yeah, Goose. That's a pretty good one. Jaden and Mason, they call me Dickhead, Fuckhead, Fucknuts.
Numbnuts.
Dingledork.
Dingledong.
Little Peter. Little Peter, that one is not going on the internet.
Oh, there'll be a story behind that.
No, there's not. There's no fucking story. Anywho, so yeah, blah, 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 that's me. I am basically just a fucking 18-year-old retard who likes to party. And pretty much that's it. I like to party. That's me, everybody. I like to party. Mason, it's your turn.
Why?
He's eating chips. Give him.
How do I do? My name's Mace. Work with Chain. Actually, he works with me. He's kind of
fuck
my...
you. I was here first, bitch.
I'm older.
I'm got more seniority over you.
Okay, we work together. And yeah, that's me. Just Mason. What are you doing?
I'm still trying to figure out how to fucking tag people in my YouTube video.
Is it published yet?
Nope.
Oh.
Add details.
So there's kind of a video on Chain's YouTube that he's making. It's a video of us trying to figure out how to do this podcasting.
Yeah.
he made the video of me trying to make a podcast, and it's like quite long because I'm an idiot.
I literally have no idea how to fucking.
And now we're making a podcast of him trying to post a YouTube video, so.
Danger. Danger cats.
So, Lil Peter.
No. That can be discussed. You are legally required to comply with Children's Online Protection Act and or other laws. You are required to tell us if your video is made for kids, use the YouTube
Jokes
studio
on
app.
You. He's a sex offender.
Not actually, but I recommend it. I'm just kidding. I'm not a sex offender. I could be. I could be if I wanted to, but I don't. I don't know if I'd be able to. Search on.
Wanna go give me a bump?
I'd love to give you a fucking big old white line of cocaine.
That's not what I meant.
Tag your location on videos and line. No, I want to fucking tag people. Uncle Hat. Where are you? Was this helpful? Fuck no. How do you even prove? You can fuck off. Was that you?
I have Pepsi up my nose.
Was the bag you?
No, I don't think so.
What the fuck?
I got Pepsi up my nose though.
I can't see anything.
Oh. Well, you should have been watching because there was a big old bag. I didn't hear. This does not feel tight at all. Well, maybe. South side feels looser than the north.
The south side?
Yes, it does.
The north side should be looser. No, yeah, you're right. South. Yeah.
That is normal?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. It always seems like the south side is looser. Whatever.
No idea.
How can we improve?
Can't.
You can't. You're dumb. I'm actually telling YouTube that.
All right, Shane, start us off with a story.
This one time... I am trying to upload a fucking video on YouTube.
Not a story of today.
A story of... A story of when?
I don't
know,
just a story.
Ooh, no, I don't want to discard changes. Well, seeming how I like to party, that's the only stories I got. I've fucking partied for, I think, like 12 or 13 weekends straight of just getting absolutely piss-piled. And then this beginning on Thursday or Wednesday, last, like 2 weeks ago, actually.
Oh, I just spit on my boot.
On Thursday, I'm pretty sure I went out to my cabin there, and I ended up staying out there for a really long time.
Your cabin or your dad's cabin?
My father's cabin, yeah. Yeah, fuck off, Mason. Anywho, I lost count, but I'm pretty sure I've got drunk for 7 days straight, and I'm pretty sure I've drank... Like, just like, in general, like, had alcohol in my flowing body fluids for, like, 9 days or something. My liver feels good as new, actually. I just repumped it full of liquor. I'm pretty sure that's what you're supposed to do, is just keep filling it with alcohol. I'm not sure what's going on with Mango, but I'm pretty sure he's going to have a heart attack soon.
I had
soon.
A sneeze coming in one way.
You drink so much goddamn energy drinks, I tell ya.
Yeah, right.
Okay, how come I can't tag people in YouTube?
I don't know. Don't try to. Tag them in the comments.
Danger cats. I tagged them on the title and the description.
So the title is Danger Cats?
No, how to make a podcast at Danger Cats. That'll attract people because they'll think it's Danger Cats.
Okay, that's marketing.
I know. I just hold fucking Uncle Hacks use this shit because I would fucking love... You know what? It'd even be better if I was on a podcast with Eric Gelbert and Uncle Hack. Because I remember Uncle Hack, he actually Snapchatted me like 2 years ago. I Snapchatted him first and he fucking replied to me, which was sweet. I can't remember.
Brass Knuckle Trucker could jump on this trend too.
Fuck yeah. Might as well get all three of them. We could fucking run this world.
I Snapchatted him once when I had Snapchat.
Did he answer?
He did. We talked for a while.
Really? About what? Drugs and women? Or women and drugs?
I can't remember.
Oh. Yeah, this fucking faggot deleted Snapchat.
I did, yep.
God damn it.
Such a gay app.
Now I can't send him stupid videos of me jamming out.
No, I just send him stupid pictures on text he can save forever.
Fucking A. Yeah, if I could get on a podcast with fucking
Uncle. You are just a white fangirl, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. I don't want to make this sound gay or anything.
Go make a TikTok about it.
I will make a TikTok of me shaking my ass. If my I will buy a thong if fucking Uncle Hack gets me on one of his podcasts.
Sunshine, that's her name.
Yeah, no, I'm just kidding. I actually probably won't do that because my butt is not big. So, but yeah, anywho, if I can get on a podcast with fucking Uncle Hack, that'd be sweet. You throw Eric Gelbert on there, that'd be pretty sweet too. He Snapchatted me too. We were talking about fucking Pit Piper codes, which was awesome because I caught some after. Okay, I'm going to upload this video now. I don't know if it's...
Yeah, what are you waiting for?
Well, I was just waiting to press upload.
Oh, we'll press it.
I did.
Oh, now
what? Oh, fuck, it's already at 99%. Bitch, this shit is fast.
Jeez. Last time I tried to upload a video, it was 4 days. So I didn't.
Oh, fuck.
And that's why I'm not famous.
This is a good day. I got so much shit to do at home, actually, before I come back to the lake.
Like what?
I don't know, but Dad said I got shit to do. I think he might have been joking, because I think he would have told me to come home by now, but... Fuck him, I'm making overtime that's just going to get taxed and taken away from me and make me even more broke than I already am. Woo! Can't even pick up an extra fucking shift in this country.
I think that's exactly how it works.
Wow, fuck. The one fucking pay statement I looked at, I made 300...
That's your first problem. Don't look at your pay statements. Yeah,
fuck. No, me and Jaden were seeing how much each other gets paid. So, I made $399 of fucking overtime.
Yeah.
And I got fucking deducted $412 and some cents, but...
That doesn't even make sense.
That was all my fucking overtime gone. Then they had the audacity to take money off my actual paycheck, which is fucked because I'm broke. Trying to pay for college and a car I don't even fucking own anymore. Because I have a Monte Carlo. If anybody wants to see it, hit me up on Snapchat. Chain448. I think that's my username. I'm not too sure, though.
I forgot to mention it's only a 305.
Yeah, it's got a 305, so don't ask me to do burnouts. I'll let all my fans know when I eventually have enough money to swap it. Because I don't right now.
With all the smokes and energy drinks you buy, you will never have enough money.
I can show you the tint I did. It looks pretty good from the outside. But if you go on the inside, it looks fucked. Oh, no. My hours remaining 1. It's at 1%. How the fuck did it go from 99 to 1? Whatever. No, that's not the point. I just hope Uncle Hack sees that. Because, fuck yeah. Fuck, man. They got... Oh, yeah. YouTube Studio. How the fuck does this work? Sign in. No subscribers.
Oh, I'm an idiot.
Yeah, fucking A. I got no subscribers on YouTube.
What's your handle?
Oh, yeah, I'll go make that right now.
Go make what?
What's a handle?
Your username.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Wow.
Your account is private. Why? I don't want it to be private.
Make it public.
Keep all my saved playlists private. Do I want to keep it all non-private?
If you want it public.
I want it what?
Public.
I want it public.
Oh, yeah. So the public can look at it.
So keep all subscriptions not private.
I have no idea.
Well, we'll try that out. You see the top thing there that you swiper?
Yeah, I think that's what you want.
Alright, now I gotta make a name. What should I fucking name this bitch?
Really don't
Three
care.
Names changes allowed every 90 days.
Really?
So what are we calling this podcast? That's what I'll put my YouTube username as.
Right now, I think it's to be determined. To be determined podcast, that's original.
Not to be tested, to be determined. There we go. Sorry. Please correct the errors. I need a last name? What the fuck?
Nobody knows if it'll spell ass.
Okay, well, I don't want a fucking... I don't want... No. 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 Channel settings. Oh, fuck. How the fuck does this shit even fucking work? Home.
What podcast still going?
Explore. Subscriptions.
We've been going for 26 minutes.
Have we?
We have.
Nice.
See that? 26 minutes. Still don't know how to add, like, sounds and stuff to it, but...
There, that's what I got. No, I...
Think I could take a commercial break. It's not
shit.
A commercial, but we're going to take a break now, or it might be the end of the podcast. I haven't figured it out this far.
We're going to try and do some editing on this.
Yes. So either see you in a couple minutes or next episode.
Which is probably, we're probably going to forget about this shit.
No.
We're actually doing this?
Oh, yeah.
So then we're going to have to make stops at your house afterwards to make podcasts.
Well, your house.
My house is... Why would you drive all the way to my house and then fucking drive back?
I don't know.
We could just do it in your garage or something.
Yeah, studio.
We could make a fucking studio. Fuck your dad's Cummins. We're making the garage into a studio.
Hey, can sit next to my Cummins. That's right. I got a Cummins.
Oh, yeah. I got your Cummins on my YouTube video.
Did you?
Yeah.
You said the 6-speed? It's a 6-speed Cummins.
I didn't show that. I just said, ooh, hot Cummins making.
Okay, we're going to start here. Oh, and we're going.
We're live.
We are live on the podcast.
First podcast.
Number one.
Literally nobody's going to watch this video because it's 24 minutes long.
That's how long I've been trying to figure this out for.
Yeah.
All right, so 24 minutes has gone by and I finally figured out how to start a podcast.
And we have not got any work done.
And I've put 2 cups on.
In 24 minutes.
But I've put...
24 minutes into figuring out this podcast.
It's one way to look at it, yes.
8 hours.
Alright, Jane, you start us off here. Boy, you've been talking for the last 24 minutes. No one wants to listen to you anymore.
Oh yeah, am I ending my fucking YouTube video and uploading it, or like...
I would say end the YouTube video. Come follow the podcast.
End the YouTube video. We'll I got my YouTube account. Nobody's following it, so please like and subscribe.
What's it called?
I have no idea. It said create channel, so I did. And then it gave me an account, so I don't know. I'll have to figure that shit out. Like and subscribe on whatever fucking name this video is on, because it's mine. If you see a guy who looks like this, or like that, that is us.
We are us, yes.
We are us, yeah. Yeah. And, we're gonna get going on this podcast, and maybe if we figure out how to do both, like, upload the sound of this fucking...
If you talk about Uncle Hack one more time.
This shit, and then get it on Apple Music, or whatever podcast shit there is.
Probably Spotify, because that's...
Yeah, we'll try and get her on Spotify, because this fucking retard don't have Apple Music.
Nope.
Yay, because Apple Music slaps.
Slaps monkey dick.
Slaps my ass on a Friday night when I really like it.
Oh,
alright, so peace out. Fucking like and subscribe this fucking gay ass stupid fucking video of me talking about nothing. Gonna tag Daedric Atson this real quick, see what the fuck he says.
Do you even know how to tag anybody?
Huh? I'm gonna figure it out. Because I want him to see this so he can tell us how. John, if he does see this, maybe get me on your podcast because I'd love to fucking chat with you. Bye. See ya. Have a nice day. Love you all to my subscribers. Thanks for keeping this channel alive. Next. Verify my account. I am verified.
Well, your account isn't even set up yet.
Phone number? I guess not. What the fuck's my phone number? 306-677. Well, that's 644. 677.
Well, don't put your... We're recording the podcast. You really want 4 million people calling you?
Sure.
Because I'm sure there's at least 2 million watching.
Right now, we're probably fucking on live television right now. We're on the news, bud.
I would say so.
Fucking, we're actually talking to Trudeau right now. Just kidding. I wouldn't want to fucking talk to that fucking...
Yeah, don't fucking... All right, Shane, you got to start us. Is that your phone or mine?
That was mine. Oh. I just got to copy this fucking code real quick here.
I'll copy the code.
What the fuck are we talking... What are we going to talk about here?
Just anything. Give a rundown of what we're going through here, Shane.
Right now?
Yeah, well, just everything. You're not good at this, actually.
I am.
Okay, well, you screwed up the first time, so let's see if the second time's better.
So, Thursday, last Thursday, I guess, because it's a new week, we were grinding hard. We were loading cars, doing some bags. By the way, we work at a pulse plant, just for the fucking people that don't know. And, yeah, so we're bagging, and then I was taking a bag into the shop with the forklift, and I get into the shop, and Mason comes running through the door. For fuck's sakes, this fucking piece of shit, I'm fucking tired of this. I don't even remember what he said, but anyway. So I was like, whoa, what the fuck happened? And he's like, the fucking leg fell again, and I was like, oh, fuck. So I put the park brake on the fucking forklift real quick, ran outside, it's just piss and lentils everywhere. Like, you know when you're drunk and you just gotta piss and it's like a fucking hour piss? That's what it looked like from the leg. It's just spraying out both sides, coming out of the conveyor.
So what have you been drinking? What?
Spiced rum, buddy.
Spiced rum makes you piss out of both sides, eh?
And, So, Mason's actually gonna do some fucking work for once.
Oh, and, yeah, that is our Milwaukee Fuel Electric Ratchet you're hearing. Yeah, hopefully they sponsor this video.
Anywho, so what was the leg was pissing out. Yeah, so we went and shut everything down and blah, blah, blah.
Well, first I went and hit the red button, which I thought shut everything down, but it doesn't. Apparently it doesn't.
It only shuts down about half the plant. Then we finally got her all shut down. Fuck, if this guy would just quit working for fuck's sake.
Finally, yes.
And then we get her shut down, and then we go and fucking look at things. The cups are all fucking cockeyed, dinked at the bottom, so we gotta take the front cover off and the bottom fucking... bowl cover, I don't know what the fuck it's called. And then we had to pull out 165 feet of chain, roughly, and take fucking 200, 300 cups off of two fucking chains, and then
about 400.
Probably close to 400, yeah.
No, I can't count past 10, so.
Me neither. I only graduated grade 12, didn't get my 13. So then we were taking cups off. Thursday, I took cups off, most of them off. Then we came in Friday morning, and the crew was gonna come and help us fix it.
Millwright crew.
Millwright crew.
At noon.
At noon. So we were just taking cups off, waiting for them to show up. Then we went for lunch and came back, and our boss told us that they weren't coming until 4:30. We're like, what the fuck? So whatever, we fucking started doing some shit. Then we figured out that we're gonna fucking try to lift 800 pounds of chain just with two people, skinny, very skinny people, and that didn't work. So then we had a dry van show up, which
was supposed to be there at like 8 or 9 o'clock, yeah, Friday morning, and it showed up at
1-2 o'clock,
something like that. Yeah.
So then we're just fucking fiddling around, and then boss tells us that the fucking crew ain't come till 5:30 now. So then he got the idea in his head that we're just going to take one chain up at a time. Wow.
So while I loaded the dry van chain, took the rest of the cups off.
Got ready to do some fucking niggers. Probably shouldn't say that word online. Black Lives Matter.
Jesus
Christ. We did some fucking
rounds. Already banned.
Yeah. Already canceled like we're fucking big deal. So I got everything ready, did some fucking around, then me and Mason crawled up there and we started lifting. It was good for about 70 feet, felt like pretty much nothing. Well, it felt like something.
No, it was heavy, but it wasn't bad.
It
doable.
Bad. It was fucking
kind of like me, doable.
Yeah, doable, because you're sexy as fuck. And the last 10 feet really seemed to get to us. We were fucking struggling major, super dinkly, big time.
Well, in all fairness, by the time it hits the 80 feet, all the chain that's hanging there weighs from anywhere from 300 to 400 pounds is what we figured.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And then after we got that one on the sprocket, so it wasn't going anywhere, and
we tied it off.
Jinx, you owe me a beer.
Will do.
So then we're like, yeah, well, give us 10 minutes and we'll be ready for the next one. Next thing you know, our boss is like, yep, there's a guy here who needs to talk to me, so I'll be back in 10 minutes. Fucking half an hour later, he comes back. And Mason just both fell asleep up there, for fuck's sake. Yeah, a little bit of a snooze. So then what the fuck happened? Oh, yeah, boss came back. And he's like, you ready to go? And we're like, yeah, sure, fuck, might as well fucking get her done. Fuck me.
Second one was kind of hard.
Oh, yeah. We got her up. That last 10 feet kicked us in the fucking ass.
Big time. I'm going to be using the Milwaukee electric ratchet.
Okay, so we got to give him 10 minutes.
Oh, wait, never mind. I got to change the socket first.
So then we get up there and fucking we're pulling the Mason wheels. Yep, tie it off. So then I grab the rope, I start wrapping it around the fucking shaft there, and then he goes, oops, or something fucking, the chain slips and the rope real tight.
In all fairness, I am holding 350 pounds myself.
Yeah, he's holding it because I'm trying to fucking get this bitch tied off. And then he kind of goes, oops, or something, and the chain slips and my fucking thumb's in there, and I was like, aw, fuck. Ready to cut my own fucking thumb off, trying to get this thing tight before he drops the fucking thing. Finally, we get it tied off and we have a hot minute there, and then we're like, yeah, well, we're ready to go. We maybe get it about 3 feet higher.
Well, we grabbed the chain.
Yeah, we grabbed the chain.
We're not holding the rope anymore. No, we got the chain. Rope. We're going to lift it up and set it on the sprocket to hold it like the other side.
Yeah. Well, fuck. We got her about 3 feet, and then all of a sudden Mason was fighting me, and I was like, what the fuck is this guy doing? And then all of a sudden, two of my fingers get stuck in a link or something.
The chain kind of kinked and pinched the fingers.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck happened, but something happened. And so I was fighting Mason, and Mason goes, well, my finger's stuck in there. And I was like, well, my finger's stuck. And Mason started fucking laughing. So then we were fucking fighting each other, trying not to rip our fucking fingers off. Finally, we got her undone, fucking lifted her over the sprocket. And then I look at the chain, and I was like, fuck, we got a kink in her. So Mason's like, well, I'll lift it. You try to unkink it. So Mason fucking lifts the fucking thing, and I'm fucking reefing on this bitch, and she won't come loose, so he sets it back down. He goes, well, that didn't work. He's like, well, we'll try it again. Mason lifts it up. I go to grab the chain, and the fucking kink disappeared. I didn't even do anything. He just fucking lifted and just gone. I was fuck gone. So, yeah, it's probably electric ratchet time.
It is. We
do kind of got to get some work done.
That's the sound of the people right there.
He's talking about Milwaukee. Sponsor us as long as we're... Milwaukee, if you're seeing this, sponsor this podcast. I can't remember what we called it.
Pretty sure I called it To Be Determined.
To Be Determined. Sponsor To Be Determined podcast and YouTube. And maybe get us another one of these fucking grinders. I don't know which one they are. They are the Rapid Stop M18 Milwaukee Fuel Grinders. They are fucking mint. We love them. And get us another electric ratchet and a stubby. And also Red Bull. Give me a sponsor. I drink about 4 cans of Red Bull a day. That's not even a joke. I do drink a lot of Red Bull.
Even shotgun a couple one day.
Yeah, I thought I was going to die, actually. That was a terrible idea. I didn't feel too good. And while you're at it, while we're trying to get sponsors, Export A Mediums, sponsor me. That'd be nice, because cigarettes are expensive. They're like $22.
I'm no expert, but I don't think this is how sponsorships usually work.
Why?
I don't know. I said I'm not an expert, so I could be wrong.
Well, and then your podcast is now available on Spotify. Did it quit?
No, it's still recording. That red thing says it's recording.
Oh, touch.
Don't touch nothing. You'll stop it.
Let's listen. Let.
Don't
let
click
your,
nothing.
Let your listeners know. Sorry, I'm very dyslexic. So yeah, the podcast still going where I'll go. What the fuck were you talking about?
I don't know.
Well, me neither.
Chain, introduce yourself. This is Chain, by the way.
Oh, yeah. My name is Chain Krawcheck. Some people call me the Slick Rick.
Nobody calls you that.
Nobody calls you that. I don't really have a nickname other than fucking...
Goose?
Dickhead. Oh, yeah, Goose. That's a pretty good one. Jaden and Mason, they call me Dickhead, Fuckhead, Fucknuts.
Numbnuts. Dingledork.
Dingledong.
Little Peter.
Little Peter, that one is not going on the internet.
Oh, there'll be a story behind that.
No, there's not. There's no fucking story. Anywho, so yeah, blah, blah, blah. That's me. I am basically just a fucking 18-year-old retard who likes to party. And pretty much that's it. I like to party. That's me, everybody. I like to party. Mason, it's your turn.
Why?
He's eating chips. Give him a minute here.
How do I do? My name's Mason. Work with Chain. Actually, he works with me. He's kind of
fuck
my...
you. I was here first, bitch.
I'm older.
I'm got more seniority over you.
Okay, we work together. and yeah, that's me. Just Mason. What are you doing?
I'm still trying to figure out how to fucking tag people in my YouTube video.
Is it published yet?
Nope.
Oh.
Add details.
So there's kind of a video on Chain's YouTube that he's making. It's a video of us trying to figure out how to do this podcasting.
Yeah.
And he made the video of me trying to make a podcast, and it's like quite long because I'm an idiot.
I literally have no idea how to fucking...
And now we're making a podcast of him trying to post a YouTube video, so...
Danger. It's danger. Danger cats.
So, Lil Peter.
No. That can be discussed. You are legally required to comply with Children's Online Protection Act and or other laws. You are required to tell us if your video is made for kids, use the YouTube
Studio
app. Jokes
on you, he's a sex offender.
Not actually, but I recommend it. I'm just kidding, I'm not a sex offender. I could be if I wanted to, but I don't. I don't know if I'd be able to listen to that. Search on...
Wanna go give me a bump?
I'd love to give you a fucking big old white line of cocaine.
That's not what I meant.
Tag your location on videos and lines. No, I want to fucking tag people! Uncle Hat! Where are you? Was this helpful? Fuck no. How do you even prove? You can fuck off. Was that you?
I got Pepsi up my nose.
Was the bag you?
No, I don't think so.
What the fuck?
I got Pepsi up my nose though.
I can't see anything.
Oh. Well, you should have been watching, because there was a big old bag. I didn't hear. This does not feel tight at all. Maybe. South side feels looser than the north.
The south side?
Yes, it does.
The north side should be looser. No, yeah, you're right. South. Yeah.
That is normal?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. It always seems like the south side is looser. Whatever.
No idea.
How can we improve?
You can't.
You can't. You're done. I'm actually telling YouTube that.
All right, Shane, start us off with a story.
This one time, I am trying to upload a fucking video on YouTube.
Not a story of today.
A story of... A story of when?
I don't know, just a story.
Ooh, no, I don't want to discard changes. Well, seeing how I like the party, that's the only stories I got. I've fucking party for I think like 12 or 13 weekends straight of just getting absolutely piss piled, and then this beginning on Thursday or Wednesday last like 2 weeks ago actually.
Oh, I just spit on my boot.
On Thursday, I'm pretty sure I just went out to my cabin there, and I ended up staying out there for a really long time.
Your cabin or your dad's cabin?
My father's cabin. Yeah. Yeah. Fuck off, Mason. Anywho, I lost count, but I'm pretty sure I've drank for, or I've got drunk for 7 days straight, and I'm pretty sure I've drank, just like, in general, like, had alcohol in my flowing body fluids for, like, 9 days or something. My liver feels good as new, actually. I just repumped it full of liquor. I'm pretty sure that's what you're supposed to do, is just keep filling it with alcohol. I'm not sure what's going on with Mango, but I'm pretty sure he's going to have a heart attack soon.
I had
soon.
A sneeze coming in when I
because you drink so much goddamn energy drinks, I tell ya.
Yeah, right.
Okay, how come I can't tag people in YouTube?
I don't know. Don't try to. Tag them in the comments.
Danger cats. I tagged them on the title and the description.
So the title is Danger Cats?
No, how to make a podcast at Danger Cats. That'll attract people because they'll think it's Danger Cats.
Okay, that's marketing.
I know. I just hope fucking Uncle Hack sees this shit because I would fucking love. You know what? It'd even be better if I was on a podcast with Eric Gelbert and Uncle Hack. Because I remember Uncle Hack, he actually Snapchatted me like 2 years ago. I Snapchatted him first, and he fucking replied to me, which was sweet. I can't remember.
Brass Knuckle Trucker could jump on this trend, too.
Fuck yeah. Might as well get all three of them. We could fucking run this world.
I Snapchatted him once when I had Snapchat.
Did he answer?
He did. We talked for a while.
Really? About what? Drugs and women? Or women and drugs?
I can't remember.
Oh. Yeah, this fucking faggot deleted Snapchat.
I did, yep.
God damn it.
Such a gay app.
Now I can't send him stupid videos of me jamming out.
No, I just send him stupid pictures on text he can save forever.
Fucking A. Yeah, if I could get on a podcast with fucking Uncle.
You are just a white fangirl, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. I don't want to make this sound gay or anything.
Go make a TikTok about it.
I will make a TikTok of me shaking my ass. If my I will buy a thong if fucking Uncle Hack gets me on one of his podcasts.
Sunshine, that's her name.
Yeah, no, I'm just kidding. I actually probably won't do that because my butt is not big. So, but yeah, anywho, if I can get on a podcast with fucking Uncle Hack, that'd be sweet. You throw Eric Gelbert on there, that'd be pretty sweet too. He Snapchatted me too. We were talking about fucking pit viper codes, which was awesome because I fucking caught some after. Okay, I'm gonna upload this video now. I don't know if it's.
Yeah, what are you waiting for?
Well, I was just waiting to press upload.
Oh, we'll press it.
I did.
Oh, now
what? Oh, fuck, it's already at 99%. Bitch, this shit is fast.
Jeez. Last time I tried to upload a video, it was 4 days. So I didn't.
Oh, fuck.
That's why I'm not famous.
This is a good day. I got so much shit to do at home, actually, before I come back to the lake.
Like what?
I don't know, but Dad said I got shit to do. I think he might have been joking, because I think he would have told me to come home by now, but fuck them, I'm making overtime. That's just going to get taxed and taken away from me and make me even more broke than I already am. Woo! Can't even pick up an extra fucking shift in this country.
I think that's exactly how it works.
Wow, fuck. The one fucking pay statement I looked at, I made 300.
That's your first problem. Don't look at your pay statements. Yeah,
fuck. No, me and Jaden were seeing how much each other gets paid. So, I made $399 of fucking overtime.
Yeah.
And I got fucking deducted $412 and some cents, but...
That doesn't even make
sense.
That
was all my fucking overtime gone. Then they had the audacity to take money off my actual paycheck, which is fucked because I'm broke. Trying to pay for college and a car I don't even fucking own anymore. Because I have a Monte Carlo. If anybody wants to see it, hit me up on Snapchat. Chain448. I think that's my username. I'm not too sure, though.
I forgot to mention it's only a 305.
Yeah, it's got a 305, so don't ask me to do burnouts. I'll let all my fans know when I eventually have enough money to swap it, because I don't right now.
With all the smokes and energy drinks you buy, you will never have enough money.
I can show you the tint I did. It looks pretty good from the outside. It doesn't. But if you go on the inside, it looks fucked. Oh, no. My hours remaining 1. It's at 1%. How the fuck did it go from 99 to 1? Whatever. No, that's not the point. I just hope Uncle Axe sees that, because fuck yeah. Fuck, man, they got... Oh, yeah, YouTube Studio. How the fuck does this work? Sign in. No subscribers.
Oh, I'm an idiot.
Yeah, fucking A. I got no subscribers on YouTube.
What's your handle?
Oh, yeah, I'll go make that right now.
Go make what?
What's a handle?
Your username.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Wow.
Your account is private. Why? I don't want it to be private.
Make it public.
Keep all my saved playlists private. Do I want to keep it all non-private?
If you want it public.
I want it what?
Public.
I want it public.
Well, so the public can look at it.
So keep all subscriptions not private.
I have no idea.
Well, we'll try that out. See the top thing there that you swiper?
Yeah, I think that's what you want.
Alright, now I gotta make a name. What should I fucking name this bitch?
Really don't
Three
care.
Names changes allowed every 90 days.
Really?
So what are we calling this podcast? That's what I'll put my YouTube username as.
Right now I think it's to be determined.
To
be determined podcast, that's original.
Not to be tested, to be termed. There we go. Sorry. Please correct the errors. I need a last name? What the fuck?
Nobody knows how to spell ass.
Okay, well, I don't want a fucking... I don't want... No. 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 Huh. No. Channel settings. Oh, fuck. How the fuck does this shit even fucking work? Home.
What podcast still going?
Explore. Subscriptions.
We've been going for 26 minutes.
Have we?
We have. Nice. See that? 26 minutes. Still don't know how to add, like, sounds and stuff to it, but...
There, that's how you add. No, I
think I could take a commercial break.
Yeah, I gotta fuck.
It's not a commercial, but we're gonna take a break now. Or it might be the end of the podcast. I haven't figured it out this far.
We're gonna try and do some editing on this.
Yes. So either see you in a couple minutes or next episode.
Which is probably we're probably gonna forget about this shit.
No.
We're actually doing this?
Oh yeah.
So then we're gonna have to make stops at your house afterwards to make podcasts.
Well, your house.
My house is. Why would you drive all the way to my house and then fucking drive back?
I don't know.
We could just do it in your garage or
something. Yeah, studio.
We could make a fucking studio. Fuck your dad's Cummins. We're making the garage into a studio.
Hey, can sit next to my Cummins. That's right. I got a Cummins.
Oh yeah, I got your Cummins on my YouTube video.
Did you? Yeah. You said the 6-speed? It's a 6-speed Cummins.
I didn't show that. I just said, ooh, hot Cummins, making.